With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The language for California's Proposition 50, a redistricting plan, has been released, and Governor Newsom has called for a special election.
Proposition 50 calls for using temporary congressional maps until 2030, then going back to the California Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission after that. Governor Newsom and state Democrats aim to adjust congressional district maps to benefit their party.
It's crazy. People do not want this. We've seen polling. I've seen polling.
That's Orange County Republican Assemblymember Diane Dixon.
All parties, all walks of life, they do not support this because they supported the creation of the independent commission.
Larry Marino, Sacramento.
Last week's Minnesota school shooting prompted a national discourse about prayer and gun safety. Former GOP Senator Jim Talent emphasizes the importance and the effectiveness of regular prayer.
God intervenes all the time to prevent harm. He protects the vulnerable and heals the sick. And he's always with people who are grieving and who seek him. And so I don't want anybody to think as a result of this, well, prayer doesn't make any difference.
Talent says negative comments about prayer after the shooting are part of a disturbing trend in public attitudes about Christianity. He was a guest on the Salem Radio Network. Authorities say a multi-vehicle crash in East Texas left 17 people injured yesterday and completely shut down a major interstate for hours. Lindale, Texas Fire Chief Jeremy LaRue says the crash involved two tractor-trailers, six passenger vehicles, happened about 4 p.m. A man suspected of killing four people at a Montana bar faces four counts of murder now. Defendant Michael Paul Brown lived next door to the Owl Bar in Anaconda, where a bartender and three patrons are shot and killed. On August the 1st, he evaded capture for about a week. This is SRN News. Religious colleges that require students to sign a statement of faith cannot be excluded from a popular Minnesota program that lets high school students take college courses for credit. That is the ruling from a federal judge tossing a state law that she called an unconstitutional violation of religious freedom. The decision from U.S. District Judge Nancy Brazell is a victory for two religious schools in the state, Crown College in St. Boniface and the University of Northwestern in Roseville. Those two institutions require their students to pledge to follow the school's values and conduct rules. Lawmen in Vietnam have raided another house church. A group of about 20 Christians were worshiping this month in the Dai Tu district of the country when police cut power to the building. They then crashed in, arresting three people, including the owner of the house. Open Doors says this is all part of a bad trend in Vietnam, adding, quote, most alarming is the increasing oppression of unregistered churches. This is SRN News. Micah Parsons says he just went through the hardest 4 months of his life as he feared his NFL contract stalemate with the Dallas Cowboys would stretch into the beginning of a soon-to-begin new season.
Now that the matter has finally been settled with a trade to the Green Bay Packers, the superstar pass rusher wants to create a legacy befitting one of the NFL's most storied franchises. One day after the Packers made him the highest-paid non-quarterback in league history, Parsons arrived at Green Bay on Friday, saw the exhibits saluting the franchise's Hall of Famers, and imagined his own future. The Packers sent two first-round picks and three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Kenny Clark to Dallas. They're giving Parsons a four-year, $188 million contract with $136 million guaranteed. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Today is Sunday, August the 31st, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including violinist Itzhak Perlman, who is 80 years old today, singer Van Morrison, also 80, actor Richard Gere is 76. This is SRN News.